Yud Aleph Av, Thursday the 7th of August, Rabbi Yitzhak Jung, Brochus on holiday.
Good morning to everyone. Shuz Kol HaKul HaKudosh Hazeh. As you imagine, I am born and bred in Golders Green, but I have been living in Eretz Yisroel for the last 18 years. So this is Be'etzem my first Shia I'm saying in English. So I hope you'll be merciful me for learning on your cheshbon, but I hope the halachos will be understood. As it was introduced, we're talking a bit about the halachos of brochas, which be'etzem it's nogeya the whole year round, or it could be more so in the holiday period. Which part of the brochas I mean? People go out on outings, and you start making wash moitzi at home, and you carry on eating outside. Or perhaps you're walking along the seaside, gnashing or eating, you start and you want to carry on. Does one need another brocha or not? Could be getting into a car, out of a car, into a train, off a bus, whilst eating, does one need to say another brocha? This is called Shini Mukaim. Everyone knows about Shini Mukaim. It's Chayra Mechayev a new brocha, because I'm now in a new place, so Chayra would have to make a new brocha. Is this halacha applicable at all times and at all types of brochas? I'm sure some of us remember the Gemara and Arba Psochem. There's two classes of foods. There's foods, dvorim, which the Gemara called she'tu'unim brocha achreya b'mkoymon. There's dvorim she'einam tu'unim brocha achreya b'mkoymon. What does it mean? There are some foods which a person, if he eats, is mechuyev to make. What we were talking about is the brocha before eating. The brocha, someone is eating an apple, he made or ate when he started eating the apple, but now he's moved, he's gone out into his car, while munching at his apple, does he have to make another brocha boy the priyoetz? For a minute, the Gemara is talking about a nach brocha, the brocha after eating. There are types of foods which one has to make the nach brocha in the place where we ate, whereas there are different class of foods where the nach brocha doesn't necessarily have to be where we ate. We can continue on somewhere else and make the nach brocha at the second stop where we proceeded to go to. Let me just point out one point that we're talking about when I'm not going to eat at my second destination. Talking about someone who's eating here and is going weiter, and there is not planning to eat. So for that, the Gemara says there are things that, no, before you get up and go further, you've got to make your nach brucha where you ate. And there are other foods which, no, even though you're going further, you can make your nach brucha at the second spot. Whereas, if I am continuing to eat at the second spot, then anyway, it's a different halacha, and if I'm carrying on to eat there, then I can for sure make the nach brucha there. Whereas our shaila is regarding when I'm carrying on eating at the second spot, do I have to make a fresh another hamoitzi, another mezoinus, another hoetz? Lemas are the two classes of foods that are there is a machloikis in the Rishonim. Abba will take the mahalach of the gro. The gro paskins like the middle shita, that anything which is a min dogon, that means hamoitzi or mezoinus, one is mechuyev to make the nach brocha, is mechuyev to make on the place where we ate. We ate here in the shul, so we have to make here the birchas hamozen, or we have to say here the al hamichya on the mezoinus which was eaten. I cannot continue eating. You cannot make a mezoinus afterwards in the car on the way to the office, on the way home. The mezoinus, the al hamichya, the birchas hamozen has to be made in the place where I ate. Whereas, if I'm just drinking a coffee, so one can, we'll come up to it soon if it's lechetchila, one can make the boy nefushas outside in the car. It is not something which is mechuyev to make the nach brucha b'mkoyim on the place where I ate. What is the difference between hamoitzi, mezoinas, and other bruchas? Because a brucha chashiva, the Rashbam calls it a brucha chashiva, something which is a choshev a brucha, brichas hamozen, alamichi, which is a choshev a brucha, has to be done on the place where it was eaten. You have to give it the chashivas, and you kaveh a mokum, you ate, you have to bench on the place where you ate. Whereas a boiler nefushas, which is not compared to Alamichyu or Birchas Hamuzen, it isn't a Brucha Chashiva, therefore it can be said even somewhere else, not in the place where I ate. That is the din, legabe, the nach brucha, making the brucha after the eating. If it has to be on the spot where I ate or not, there is a difference between alamichya and avada birchas hamozen to a boy nefushes, which can be made in another place. Whereas we are talking about, but as we'll see, it's connected, we are talking about the brucha before eating. The mezoinus on the second piece of cake, which I'm going to be eating somewhere else, the ho'eitz on the next piece of apple, which I'll be eating somewhere else, or the sha'akud on the second glass of coffee, if that does need another brocha or not. We will be coming back to this. Let's just stop for a minute, and let's work on this inyan of shinu mukaim, as we called it, as Gemara calls it. Shinu mukaim, I change place. Now, be'etz and changing place is sha'ach in kamo v'kamo ifanim. There are a few ways. One can move from one corner of the room to the other corner of the room. Be it a big room, it could even be possible that I can't see one spot from the other spot in a big hall or a big place. I start eating in one corner and continuing to eat in another corner. That is mipino lapina, but it's in the same room, from one corner to another corner in the same room. That is one level of shinu mukaim. There would be another level of shinu mukaim, is going from one room to another room, started eating outside, drinking the coffee outside where the coffee is prepared so nicely for the oilam, and I'm carrying on drinking it inside in the Beis Medrash, that is mecheder lecheder, moving on from one room to another room. And there is a third stage, that would be moving mibayis lebayis, started drinking or eating inside the Beis Medrash, and I'm continuing on next door, on the street, moving on to bias lebias. So naturally, bias lebias is a bigger darga of shinu mukaim, whereas mipina lepina, one corner to another corner in the same room, is a shvacha shinu mukaim. And the halacha is taka, that from one corner to another corner, it's bechlal not called shinu mukaim. There's no halacha of shinu mukaim bechlal. And a person who started eating here can continue eating there, even if it's a big room, a huge hall, even if it's in the airport, a huge lobby, wherever it is, as long as it's the same big room, and he started in one corner, continued in the other corner, no matter if we're talking about Hamoitzi, Mezoinas, or Eitz, Adoma, Shahakoil, you started in one place, you can continue in the other place, even without another brocha. That would be the halacha. Legabe mipina lepina, from one corner to another corner in the same room. Whereas when we are moving off to from one room to another room, there is a long bia aluch about it. But bekitza, from one room to another room, basically it is already a shtikel shenui, moving on from one room to another room, and therefore I need another tanai so that I shouldn't have to make another brocha. One of two tanoim is good. Either I have to have in mind, I'm starting my coffee outside, but I want to be inside for the shiur, so I'll be continuing my coffee inside. So even though it could be mecheder lecheder from one room to another room, is then, because I had in mind, I don't need another brocha. Or if I can see, if it's roya, from one place to another, can be seen, the place from where I started to where I'm continuing, I can see from the other place, so therefore it's all counted as one mukaim, and therefore it doesn't need another brocha. But if it is neither, or that neither can I see the place, nor did I have in mind that I was going to eat in another room, then it is already a geder of shinu mukaim, even though from one room to another room. And it would need a new brocha. Now, this is going to make things a bit complicated, and the Bialocha also thinks about that. Let's think about a normal dinner and a normal supper and a normal house. We start eating in the morning room, and I get a phone call in the dining room, someone locks in the door, and we take him into the front room, all during eating. So the Bialocha and after the other Paskim Achroinim say anything which is in the normal range of eating, which is done normally during eating, a person would go and take a phone call, a person would give tzedakah to someone, comes to the door. Anything which is normally done at eating times is all begeda ke'ilu we had in mind, even though we didn't specifically have in mind, but it's all counted ke'ilu he had it in mind. And therefore, he doesn't need another brocha. Because in the olden days, the whole lifestyle was different. People used to sit down to a seder and they didn't get up in the middle at all. They had servants who used to bring everything to the table. And so, b'chlal to get up was a chiddush. B'chlal to get up was a shini mukam and was a hefsek. But the way it's done nowadays, and people walk around and get up and help themselves. And therefore, anything which is in the normal is ke'ilu had machshova and ke'ilu had das. Therefore, it does not need another brocha. That is mecheda lecheda. And therefore, if we are lamata talking about a coffee which was prepared outside and then came inside for the shia, then of course, even it didn't have specific kavona to be mamshech the coffee inside, but because that's a normal derech, so therefore, it is also okay, and it doesn't need another brocha. That is all when we're talking about from one room to another room. Whereas, if we are talking about from one house to another house, from bayis le bayis, or from inside to the street, it doesn't have to be to another house, from here going out to the Shus HaRabim, that is already a geder of shina mukoyim. That we can't change, and that won't help. Soon we'll see if it's okay by every type of food. But that is zecher again of shin and mokoim. If I'm starting to eat indoors and I continue outdoors, I start to eat indoors and I continue in a neighbor's house, in the next house, I start in shul and I carry on at home or in the car. That is definitely a geder of shin and mokoim, which we'll soon see, it depends what food I'm eating, will zecher need a new brocha.
If there's a kiddush in two houses next to each other, is it counted as one because it's like one?
If you have to go outside, then it's no, it's bayis lebayis. No, it doesn't help to have kavona, but let's see in 1 minute, and it will be easier to see by what foods are we talking about. Let's go to the yisod. What is the inyan of shin and mokoyim? Shin and mokoyim is a hefsek. Shin and mokoyim is mechayev a new brocha. What is the reason for that? That shin and mokoyim is mechayev a new brocha. Let's just think how this works. And lomdus mamsh for half a minute. There are two ways which we can look at it. Shin and mokoyim could either be looked at physically. The person has got up. He sat down here to eat, and he has got up and he's continuing somewhere else. So he has cut off his meal that he's eating here, he's cut off his lunch that he's eating here, and if he's to continue somewhere else, outside, next door, wherever, so he's starting again. If he's starting again, he has to make a new brocha. That's one way to look at it. The physical part of it, technical, he's finished eating, he's cut it off, and he's starting again somewhere else, so he needs a new brocha. There's another way we can look at it, which is no. It's some sort of hesech hadas. Lamaase, if you're carrying on somewhere else, I could say it's all one sud, I could also say it's all one kiddush, it's all one hemshech. But the fact that you got up and you're leaving here and you're going somewhere else, so psychologically it's some sort of hesech hadas. You're mesiach das for the meantime from your meal. You haven't cut it off completely, but you've been mesiach das for the val, and if you've been mesiach das for the val, then you're because of that. You are chayav a new brocha. Either I say you've mamish cut off the whole meal, you're starting from scratch, therefore you need a new brocha. But I'll say, no, it's not really called starting from scratch, but it's still a hesech hadas. You're mesiach das deval, because you changed place, you are mesiach das deval, and therefore, when you're carrying on, you're going logging on to your old meal, it's not a new one, you log on to your old meal, but you still need a new brocha. The eitz and this spura, these two spuras is a machloikas tanoim, which is continues on to be an arba psochem, a machloikas amoruim, Rav Chisda and Rav Sheishes, and a machloikas reshoinim, how we pass until we come down to the Shulchan Aruch and Orachai, Sunne Kif, Ayin Ches, where it's a machloikas mechaber and amur in these two svaras. What is hesech hadas? What is Shinu Mokoim. Shinu Mokoim is I cut off my previous eating and I'm starting again. Well, no, I didn't necessarily cut it off, but for Deval, I was Mesir Das, and now, because I was Mesir Das, I need a new Brocha. What is the difference? The difference is a major difference. Two Nafkeminas they are. One Nafkemina is, if I have to say a Nach Brocha on what I was eating till now. If I say I'm cutting off my old meal and I'm starting a new meal, therefore make Alam Michi before you get up, and when you start your second course, you make a new Boyim in a Mezoinus. But you're cutting off your old meal, you've got to make your Nach Brocha, you've got to say Alam Michi before you go further. If I say it's just a Hesech Hadas, for the meantime, I just switched off, I froze my meal, but I'm to continue the same meal, and I don't have to make a Nach Brocha, I don't have to say Alam Michi. When I start again, I have to make a new Boyim in a Mezoinus. But I don't need to make Alamichia on the eating I was eating till now. That's one nafkemina. The other nafkemina is going back to the point we mentioned before. The ah, but mezoinus and amoitzi is dvorim hatiinim brucha lachraim b'mkoimon. The ah, foods which one has to make the nach brucha where I ate it. Therefore, it's impossible to say that I've cut off my seder, I finish my meal, and I'm starting a new meal, if I haven't benched, and I haven't done my mechiv to make my nach brucha here on the spot. Mezoinus and amoitzi, I need to make here a nach brucha. Therefore, if you want to come with a svora and say that I've cut off my meal, that one cannot say for amoitzi, and for Mezoinus, because I'm chiyuv to continue, I'm chiyuv to bench here. And also one can say, I've cut off, and I'm going to start a new meal later. That one can say. But for a moitzi and for Mezoinus, which is a Torah that Aloch is mechayiv me to bench here on the spot, you can't say that I got up, so I finished my meal. I haven't finished. I have to make here an Ach Brucha over here, so I haven't cut off. That is if I'm going to go with that logic, with that svora that I'm cutting off. But if you say I'm being mamshich the same svora, but the val, I have a Hesech Hadas for a few minutes, I froze my seder, I'm going to continue it on another few minutes later, just a pause and a Hesech Hadas, therefore I need a new Brucha. Okay, that can go also for Hamoitzi and also for Mezoinus. Although, Taka, I need a new brocha. I need to make my brocha on the old spot. If I don't continue to eat, like we mentioned before, I have to make my nach brocha on the old place. But still, I haven't cut off the whole seder. I have only frozen it for a few minutes. I made a pause, and I'm going to carry on in another couple of minutes somewhere else.
You just mentioned two different ideas.
Yes. Two different ideas, which they make me a big nafkemina la'alocha. The nafkemina, it's legaba my mezoinus and my amoitzi. If my mezoinus and my amoitzi, when I carry on eating somewhere else, I can say it's called the shinu mokoim, because hesech hadas is applicable even by amoitzi and mezoinus. Therefore, amoitzi and mezoinus, when I continue somewhere else, will be a shinu mokoim, and therefore I will have to make a new amoitzi and a new mezoinus when I'm continuing on somewhere else. Possibly, there's a bit of halacha about that. That depends if you kept his hands near Nikias, but could be yes until he's done with a brocha.
So he simply lost his brocha, so wasn't of the previous meal. That's all that's happened, in fact.
He's starting again.
And he's lost
Birchus Hamozen
from the previous...
He hasn't lost, no. Hesra Adas doesn't affect the Birchus Hamozen. Birchus Hamozen can go on the previous meal as well. Birchus Hamozen can go work backwards also. So therefore the Nafkemina will be the Gabel, the Mezoinus, and the Hamoitzi. If I say that Hesech Hadas. So Lemaisa, that's the Mechaba, which the Sfardim L'choyren Patzin like the Mechaba. The Mechaba says Hesech Hadas, the Mechaba says Shinu Mokoim is always. Shinu Mokoim is always, always a new brocha. A new brocha for Amoitzi, a new brocha for Mezoinus, a new brocha for Eitz, for Adoma, for Shaakol, always a new brocha. like we spoke before, we mentioned what is Shinamukum. Shinamukum would be either Mibayis Lebayis, I go outside, or Micheder Lecheder, from one room to another room, where I didn't have Kavanah and I can't see the first original spot. But if I have such a type of Shinamukum, Mibayis Lebayis, or Micheder Lecheder without Kavanah, without seeing the original spot, then the Mechaber says, I need a new brocha for anything. Mezoinus, Amoitzi, Adoma, or Eid Shahakol, I need a new brocha. Therefore, but the Ramor passes like the other Rishonim? No. Shinu brocha is only by things which ain to unim brocha lachreim bimkoimom. Shinu brocha is only by things when I can say I can cut off. I cut off completely. Because Shinu brocha, according to the Ramor, is. Shinamokoim is that I finished, I completed my previous Suda and I'm starting a new one, I completely cut off. And that, says the Ramo, can only be by Ho'et Sadom Shahakoi, not by Hamoitzi and Mezoinus. Therefore, according to the Ramo, I have no problem with eating Mezoinus or eating Hamoitzi, even going Mibayis Lebayis, that would be even a Kiddush. Going from one house to the other house, if we made a mezoinus and we're continuing on hamoitzi and mezoinus mibayis lebayis, won't be a problem.
When you talk about mezoinus, you mean also
No, no, specifically no. Not. It's a machloikas. It's a very idle point because we have got to be machme both ways. We'll come to it if we have time. Only hamoitzi and mezoinus, I won't have a problem, and I can continue on without a new brocha. So therefore, if I ate by a Kiddush, let's say, Hamoitzi Hamazoinus, then I can continue without a brocha, but if I just took fruit from the fruit prata, I took a bit of fish or something like that, and I want to continue on the next door, then I cannot. I have to make a new brocha.
Even without a kavanah, you can continue?
Yes. It's not called Shinamoto.
Alagefen also not?
Alagefen is Shinamoto. I hope enough time to get to that point. Alagefen is like Shiva Samin, like the Peres. Because it's a machloikis, so it's a bit more hakel. Right. So that would be that. Now, the Martin, Sfardim, would normally paskin like the Mechaber, and Ashkenazim like the Ramur. Whereas here, a lot of the Sfardish Gedoilim, and Ben Ishchai, and the Kaf HaChaim, say that the Sfardim also, because of the chumra of making a brocha levatala, the chumra of making a brocha she'ayne tzericha, so the Ben Ishchai and the Kaf HaChaim say that even the Sfardim should be noyeg like the Ramo, and for Hamoitzi and Mezoinus not make another brocha. Whereas Aguna ben Tzion Abba Shul, they say for all the Tzion, he says that Sfardim do go in the practice of the Mechaber, and they would have to make a new brocha, so everyone will have to ask his rov if it is shy for them. That is the overall halucha, where we're holding this minute, so there's a difference between hamoitzi mezoinus and the other brochas. Hamoitzi mezoinus, there is never a category, we don't fall into the category of shinu mokor, because I am be'etzem mechuyev to go back to my original place, to bench, therefore it can't be called the shinu mokor. Lemaase, once I've continued off on my second point, and I ate there, then I can bench there, that's for sure. I don't have to go back to the first place. Oh, but until I've carried on eating, I'm still connected, I'm still linked up to my first place. Therefore, it's not a hefsek by Hamoitzi and Mezoinus, whilst the other brochas, it is, I'm cutting myself off, therefore I need a new brocha. This is Lemaase, if I got up and I went. I got up and I went outside, I got up and I went next door. The Shale Lechatchila, the Ramo says, Lechatchila, one should not do this. Lechatchila, before one gets up, wherever you're up to, make your avada, your boil and the fushes, for things which are machayev and new brocha, avada for your fish and for your coffee, make a boil and the fushes before you go outside. And then if you have to continue, then start again. But even Hamoitzi and Mezoinus, one should lechetchila bench and say alamichya, and then go vater and in the new place, make a new brocha. Lechatchila one should stop, that means finish eating, bench, and continue on. That is Be'etzem what it says in the Remo. The Mishnah Berurah is Marech, and he says that is Dafke when the person wants to make a shtikl hafsoka before he continues eating. But if the person is going Lechatchila to his next destination to carry on eating, he started the Suda Shabbos at home and he's carrying on by a Shveh, he started one Kiddush and he's continuing on by the next Kiddush. So therefore, since the whole Matura is eating, he can carry on. Kol Zman, he has Das to carry on in the next place, then he can continue on and carry on in the second place. Then I say, even Lechatchila, he can carry on, he doesn't have to bench here. That is by Mezoinus. He doesn't have to bench here, he can carry on. He can carry on in the next place.
That's bread as well.
Yes, that's bread as well.
Do you mind if I ask for poetry?
Yes, sure.
If we eat it with all this in here,
yeah.
Can we not go outside the street and make nachruhe? It's my question.
Can you
we
not?
We have this here.
Yes.
We're going out.
So if lechatchila. Lechatchila one should make the Nach Brucha here.
Yes.
But if you have a reason that you've
but
got...
No, just convenience.
No. So the convenience, then the Ramo said you should do it here. The reason for that is, two reasons. One reason, I'm scared you will forget.
Yes.
It can happen. Or even if you won't forget, you'll have a mind, but eventually it'll schlep out more than 72 minutes when you're not Mechiev anymore. Yeah, even one can forget even after 5 minutes, you say. Yeah. That's why there's a difference between if he's going outside, if he's going next door to continue the Kiddush, that's why it's easier, because there he's not going to forget, because the whole reason he's going next door is to continue the Kiddush. Therefore, there he can do it.
Is there a time frame where he is allowed to kind of carry on the meal?
If, that's what we said. It's not to do with so much with time, it's got to do with his machshava. If it is officially because he's mamshich his meal. Let's say there's a difference. I'm washing, I'm starting at home, and I'm not benching here, and in an hour's time, before 72 minutes, I want to continue eating on the way, so then it's better not to do it. We'll come to that in half a minute. We've got about 2 minutes left. Yeah. But if the whole thing is because I want to continue straight away eating, then we're okay. Let's just mention one yoytzim and aklal to this halacha. The yoytzim and aklal to this halacha is holchei drochem. Holchei drochem is people who are going on a trip. On a trip, the halacha is differently. When I'm on a trip, so lechatchila I'm not kaveya mukoim on the place where I'm eating. I have no kviyas lechatchila to start with. I'm starting in the car and I'm carrying on. I'm going up from London to Manchester or down to Bournemouth. I'm walking along the seaside and I'm eating. So I wasn't kaveya lechatchila any mukim to eat. So you can't call anything a shini mukim because there was no mukim to be mishana from the lechatchila. I'm eating in the air. I'm eating while it's going. So holchei drochem don't have a din of shini mukim at all. You can continue on with their broken. And the same thing. So let me sum up what we started with a few technical shalas of the holidays, as we mentioned it. And afterwards we can continue any questions which anyone may have. So let's go back to walking along the seaside, eating out in a park or anything like that. So if I'm officially now as a geder of holchei drochem, I'm going now. I'm spending 2 hours driving. I'm spending a few hours walking along the beach. Therefore, so now I have a din of holich derech. I've got no problem. Even I can't see the spot where I started. I can't see the spot where I started. I had a mind. I didn't have a mind. But basically, I had a mind not to be kaveya kash any place where I'm eating. So therefore, I can continue on without any new brocha, whether I'm eating bread, whether I'm eating cake, whether I'm nashing, whatever it could be, chips and goodies, I can continue on, and when I'm finished, make a nach brocha. Whereas, if I sat down in a park, and we're making here a picnic, and we're eating here, whatever it may be, so now I'm not anymore holich derech. Holich derech is when I'm going. If I sat down in a park, at a specific place to make my picnic, or I'm eating in my car, on the way at the same place I called the stop the car and we're eating here, then I don't have any more a din of Heulich Derech. So where are we? Let's go back to where we started. A park which has got a fence, a park which has a fence which is closed park, no matter how big or small it is, but Lemaaser it has a fence, it is a closed park, so then it has a din of the same room. Like we mentioned, the lobby of an airport, a big hall. Therefore, if I'm eating in a park, I don't have to make another brocha. Even if I sat down, I started by sitting down, and then I want to continue walking around, continue sitting down. There is no shin and mokum because it all has a din of one big room. Whereas, if I'm walking in the forest or in the woods where there's no wall around, there's no gator, no fence, I'm walking along the coast where there's no fence around, so I'm in an open place. Here, it has a din of... here it has a din, the place has a din of Micheder Lecheder. Therefore, I would need Machshova. If I'm going Lechetcheder, so then I'm Oilich Derech. But let's say I sat down to eat, and then I got late, and I want to start walking, carrying on without benching. So it has a din of Micheder Lecheder. I can only do it if I had in mind Lechetcheder to continue on. If I sat down to eat in a completely open spot at the beach, I wasn't eating while walking, I sat down to eat, so then I can only continue on eating without an achbrocha if I had it in mind before. If I didn't have it in mind before, then I can't. And the same thing going from the house to the street or to the car would be a geder of bias lebias, which needs a new brocha. Whereas if I'm standing on the street waiting for a bus and I start eating, or I'm standing at the train station waiting for the train, I'm eating outside and then I went into the car, is the master the Sharatzian says that has a geder only of, it's not a geder of mebias lebias. That's only mecheder, lecheder from one room with another room. If I had the mind to continue on the bus in the car, from the street to the bus to the car, it will help machshova. From the house to the car, it won't help machshova. That's just one more point. And that is, we mentioned before, lechetchile, we should always make a nachbrocha before we go further. And it's very important, especially when we're talking about eating nasharai, when you're talking about eating which happens often when you're going on outings, you're eating not because we're hungry, we're eating because it's part of the holiday to eat an ice cream and so on and so forth. And there it's very hard to say, normally there's a shia of 72 minutes of a shia ikl, which one can always say, the nachbrocha. But because I'm satisfied for my meal, I'm only going to continue eating 2 or 3 hours later. Whereas when I'm just taking a packet of crisps, I'm just taking an ice cream, the chroinim are very... they don't want to accept the shia of 72 minutes in such circumstances because it's nothing to do with the shia ikl, it's only a nasharai. Therefore, in such circumstances, even though it's shin and mukha, maybe I don't have a problem, but the nachbrocha should always be said before continued further.